All right, and now for the Holy Names University Hawks starting lineup. We have Crystal Jimenez, Gabriella Valle, Courtney Okazaki, Megan Willems, Crystal Gouvea, Claire Damon, Tanisha Babon, Lauren Parrish, Jacqueline Arbario, Ali Cimentelli, and in goal, Tiana Mayashiro. Joaquin, what do you think the main points are for this Dominican team coming off their tough loss this weekend?
Well, with that tough win, pretty sure they won this weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On Saturday. I know they won, I think 3-1 or 4-1. But after that win, it was a 3-1 win, right? It was a 3-1 win. After that win, they must come out with morale and energy and all that, and they need to play the same way they played the second half of that of the game against California Baptist University.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And now we have the starting lineups coming on to the field. The Hawks are really getting juiced up right now as the Penguins are already setting their positions and ready for this kickoff.
We have to watch out for Mariah Meza, number 3 on the Dominican Penguins side. She scored 3 goals in 2 games here at home, and she's willing to score more. So the Hawks better watch out for her today.
Just a tremendous young star for this Penguins team. And now we have the ref looking up. We have Lauren Golnick and Bailey Kaiser in this middle circle right now. And the ref is pointing to the assistant referees, the ARs on the sidelines, waiting to get confirmation so we can get this game underway here at Kennelly Field again. And there is the whistle. And it is underway as Lauren Golnick plays a deep ball way down the sideline to Dubuck to start off the game. And it is played back into the middle of the field, bounced around until it is finally settled down by Stowell on the Dominican Penguins defensive line, who plays it back over the top of the middle to the foot of Golnick, and then is dispossessed, and it is swung all the way to the side to Megan Willems of the Hawks, and then played up the line to Cimentelli, played back and then stolen away by Kaiser. Now he has a breakaway down the sideline, but that is put to an end by Gouvea. And then plays it to the middle to Parrish, who is trying to find an open man, or open, I'm sorry, open player. And then is dispossessed by Kaiser. Kaiser plays over to Dubuck in the middle, who goes into a hospital ball. No foul is called, and play continues as it goes back to Gouvea at the Hawks back line. She then plays it way out wide to Jimenez in the back line, plays with it a little bit, and then finds Babon in the middle. Plays a big ball over the top to Cimentelli in the middle and back down. And a huge ball down the line finds the foot of Willems. Willems has the ball, but Steph Powick is easily there and clears it away for a throw-in. A lot of back and forth already, Joaquin. What's going on?
It was a good run, but there's no sense of possession yet. It's only 2 minutes into that first half. They still need to get situated. They still need to get still a little warmed up and everything. But I feel like there's going to be the possession going to be defined in just a couple minutes.
Throw-in now found down the sideline, and then the Dominican Penguin Owens plays it all the way down the sideline out for a throw-in. It's going to be Willems on the throw-in. Deep ball way down the sideline, but headed away by Stowell. Stowell then heads it out of bounds, and it's going to be another throw-in by Gouvea. Gouvea plays a big throw-in to the middle to find the foot of Damon. Damon heads it into the air one more time, then headed away by Powick. Powick then plays it up to Mariah Meza, who tries to find Dubuck streaking, but that is stopped immediately by Valle. Valle plays it to the middle to the foot of Okazaki. Okazaki down the sideline, but it is done by Stowell, who has the ball and possesses it out for a Hawks throw-in. Hawks now have a throw-in at about 45, 50 yards out, but in Penguin territory. Thrown to the foot of Okazaki and stolen away by Dubuck. Dubuck then loses it, and it goes right to the foot of Valle. Valle has the ball down the line, looking for a cross maybe, but Stowell is there with great defense with the help of Owens, who comes over to the other side to help, and it's going to be a Hawks throw-in. Throw-in now plays to the foot of Babon. Babon plays it back to the middle to the back line, and then a big swing. But it is there. Stowell is able to clear it away. And it goes to the foot of Willems. Willems has the ball and starts streaking on the sideline, but Stowell has a good recovery and wins the throw-in for her team. Throw-in now for the Penguins. Owens on it down the sideline, trying to find the foot of Lauren Golnick, and she does, and it flips it on one time to Dubuck. Dubuck then tries to control it, and she does with two Hawks players on her. She still continues to keep possession and then plays it down the line to Kaiser. Kaiser plays a 1-2 ball to Dubuck. Dubuck has the ball right back to Kaiser. Some nice play down the sideline. Kaiser's trying to get around Guvia, who she does, but then Guvia's speed is just too much for Kaiser, although she does keep possession to Lauren Golnick, who sends a huge cross all the way to Dubuck, and it is just a bad touch, and it goes out for a goal kick for the Hawks.
What vision by Lauren Golnick to spot out Dubuck, and what execution by her that it was that close that Dubuck just had to reach a little bit, just a little bit more to get that ball in control, and then that would have been an easy shot, 1-2, and a goal.
Yeah, a really good cross from Lauren Golnick just out of the reach of Dubuck, and now it's going to be a goal kick for the Hawks. It's a short kick to the foot of Kaiser, and she just cannot control, and it's going to go in for a Hawks throw-in. Megan Willems on the throw-in, looking for somebody down the line, and she plays a big ball trying to find Valle, but it is headed away by Owens, headed back by Okazaki, and then headed forward to Arbayo. Arbayo then finds a cross, but it gets tipped away by Powick, and it goes out to the foot of Owens. Owens then clears it out for a throw-in. Okazaki on the throw-in. Plays a 1-2, and now it's going to be a huge cross into the box, and it is headed up and away. That was Cimentelli on the header, and she just could not head it towards the goal. And now the Penguins are on the counter. Dubock's speed is a lot, and it's down the sideline, and she is pulled by the arm, and it's going to be a throw-in. A little hard to see there, a lot of back and forth going on, but Dubock's arm was grabbed, and it is going to be a penalty and a free kick just inside the Hawks territory for the Penguins.
It's been a good half. Now that I'm sensing a little bit more possession. Now I think the Penguins are possessing a little bit more. They're passing more, or at least better than the Hawks.
Huge free kick from Powick, and it is cleared away easily by the Hawks and goes out for a throw-in a little farther from where the free kick was initially taken. Throw-in now to the foot, trying to find Dubuck, but it is taken away, and now the Hawks are switching field to the foot of Okazaki, who has time and space, and she is taking it freely. Okazaki then plays a through ball to Willems, but is just out of her reach and goes out for a throw-in for the Penguins. Owens quickly now on the throw-in, trying to find the foot of Lauren Golnick, flicks it on one time, and now Guvia is there to head it, and she is just trying to shield it, and it goes out for another throw-in, a missed touch on her part, and now a throw-in for the Penguins. Lauren Golnick trying to get in quickly, goes down the line trying to find Dubuck, but Guvia is there now with a better touch and gets it up forward. Okazaki tries to flick it on one time, but it is touched away by Kaiser. Kaiser now gives the ball away in the middle of the field to Arbayo. Arbayo switches fields all the way to Jimenez. Jimenez plays it up forward to Okazaki, and it is a missed touch right to the foot of Kaiser. Kaiser then plays it back to Powick, and Powick plays it out wide to Owens. Owens now taking it on the sideline with time and space and a missed touch, and it goes out for a throw-in for the Hawks.
Unlucky by Steph Owens. She had Lauren Golnick streaking down this left side, and she just two-touched the ball, and it was just a bad accuracy from her.
Really good possession play coming from this Penguins team right now. Throw-in now from Willems. Headed away by Kaiser. Kaiser then gets dispossessed, and a hard tackle in from Catherine Klein from behind. Fortunate there was no
That could have been a yellow, especially from behind, and she barely got the ball. I think it was just a precautionary foul from the ref here.
Very risky tackle right there. Catherine Klein now makes up for it by winning the ball back and plays it to the back line. Guvier is there for the clearance to put it back into the box. Lauren Golnick is there to stop it, however, and she slides into a tackle with Guvier, and it goes out for a Hawks throw-in. Oh, mistake. It went off of the Hawks player first. It went off of Guvier first, and it's going to be a Penguin throw-in. Owens on the throw-in here. Many options open in the middle, but she finds the chest of Lauren Golnick, who plays it down to her own feet and settles it. Has a man on her heel, but still keeping possession. plays a nice little ball down the line to Kaiser. Kaiser plays it back to Owens. Owens plays a really risky ball all the way to Mariah Meza in the middle of the field and switches it all the way over to Stowell. And now the Penguins have numbers forward. All this Hawks team is very far back. Kaiser now has the ball and plays it back to Owen one more time. Owens one more time. And Owens tries to get it down the line but cannot find the foot of Kaiser. And it's going to be a throw-in for the Hawks.
Great day for soccer here, Frankie. It's beautiful, a little bit windy, but it's nice. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's the feel. It's the perfect weather. And this might help these ladies retain their energy and their stamina.
It is a great day for soccer and a great day to be listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And now off the throw-in, they play it back down the sideline, and a streaking ball right into the middle of the box. There's Cimentelli there, and she gets touched away by Powick. Luckily, she was there, but danger is not evaded yet. Owasaki is now trying to play across, but that gets touched away by Owens, and now it is finally cleared away by Kaiser. Very risky. Kaiser now off that kick goes right to the foot of Gouvier. Gouvier settles it down and plays it to Willems. Willems now plays it back to the middle to Babian. Babian over to Gouvier, who plays it out wide, trying to switch field and plays it to the foot of Damon. Damon now has the ball and plays it over to Valle. Valle has the ball in the middle, right to Babian's foot, and tries to find Owasaki, but it is just out of reach, and it's going to be a throw-in for the Penguins deep in their own territory. Owens on the throw-in. 35 minutes left in this first half.
Still no shots from either team, which means that they have yet to come anywhere close to the goal or anywhere close to testing the goalkeeper.
Great defense from both of these teams. Now throw-in right to the foot of Powick, and it has played a beautiful ball to Lauren Golnick at about half field, and she tries to find Dubuk one time on the streak down the middle, but it is touched away, and it is going to be a throw-in for the Penguins. Throw-in now to about the middle of the field, and it is touched right back out, and now it's going to be a Hawks throw-in on the far side. And that is Parrish on the throw-in. Far ball down the line, right to Cimentelli. Cimentelli gets it touched away to Powick. Powick clears it, botched clearance, but it still finds the foot of Catherine Klein. Klein then finds it to Dubuk. Dubuk now uses her tremendous speed, which we know she has, and has the ball at about half, trying to find Stowell on the right side, but just loses it. And now the Hawks are in possession, and they have it in their own territory, playing with their back line. Switching fields now. Gouvia has the ball. Time and space. Golnick now closing in. Plays it over to Willems. Willems now has the ball. Plays it up to Owasaki. Owasaki gets hit from Owens. Tough hit, and it's going to be a penalty called, and now it's going to be a free kick for the Hawks.
Owens just overpowered her. Just trampled her, and rightly so, the foul was given.
That was a tough hit. Now Willems trying to play quickly for the Hawks. Plays it to the foot of Babian. Babian now has the ball at about the 30-yard line. Plays it out to Willems again, takes a positive touch to the middle, a little too much, but still keeps possession. Babian now plays it back all the way to the back line, and now that is going to be Parrish. Parrish now tries to play a ball down the sideline, but that is touched away, and that is Finks getting her first touches. Finks on the far side draws the foul, and it's going to be a free kick for the Penguins. Powick's big leg on the free kick. Free kick deep. Dubuk is there shielding it and tries to flick it on one time, but there is nobody there except a Hawks defender, and that is Parrish on it. Parrish plays it back to the keeper. Lauren Golnick streaking in, and it is tipped away, and it's going to be a throw-in. Throw-in now to the middle of the field. Babian there. Babian tips it back to their back line, who switched fields, and it's going to go all the way over to Willems. Willems has the ball, plays it to the middle, to the foot of Damon. Damon now plays a big ball all the way through to Owasaki, who's streaking. She is inside the 18, tries to cut it through one time, but it's a pass. The shot now on target, and it is right into the hands of the keeper, Tassano. That was Arbayo on the shot.
Okazaki made a great run, just barely being onside. And she cut it and passed it to a great pass in the middle. It was just an unlucky shot.
Really a tremendous run from her. And now off the the kick from the goalkeeper went to about half field. Guvia has the ball, and she settled it down. Now plays that to Babion. Babion now plays another ball, but Owens is able to read it and plays it all the way back over the head of Willems, who settles it down for a – or just lets it go for a throw-in. Now it's going to be a Hawks throw-in. Willems on the throw-in plays at the foot of Babion. Babion plays it out to Guvia. Guvia, big switch field to the feet of Jimenez. Jimenez takes it farther out wide. She has Finks on her, really getting some physical play right here. But Finks was not able to mask her strength, and they keep possession. Now they play to the middle of Babion's foot. Babion gets deflected by Lauren Golnick, makes a great read. And now we have Klein on it, and Klein plays it up forward to Kaiser. And Kaiser gets dispossessed, and now it is played out wide to Jimenez. Jimenez now has the ball down the sideline. Finks on her. Tries to play ball to the middle, but Catherine Klein is there to stop that. And now Dubuck has a huge run down the sideline using her speed. And now she has it inside the 18, looking for a player. She has Lauren Golnick at the top of the six. Lauren Golnick is there, puts a shot on target, and it's just off, and it goes out for a corner kick. She could have put that ball anywhere, and it would have gone in. Had the ball at the top of the six, and it goes right to the hands of the keeper, who tips it away.
First off, what a run by Dubuck. Her speed and just her strength to get past the player. What a miss by Lauren Golnick. She will be regretting that one. She just had to place it in a little more time, just touched it in, and it would have gone anywhere, even the sides. Anywhere would have gone in, except she kicked it straight into the goalie's hands.
Very tough break for Lauren Golnick. She just tried to redirect it. And now off the corner kick, it is played into the box, and it is easily tipped away by the Hawks. And now Valle is on it, and she plays it over to Babion plays it very far wide out to Cimentelli. Cimentelli then tries to play it over the middle, but Kaiser is there to stop that and plays it out wide to Stowell. Stowell plays it up forward to Finks. Finks back to Stowell, trying to keep possession here. Stowell plays it to Mariah Meza, who has it in the middle. Now she's taking positive touches and plays a big ball down the sideline. Now here goes Dubuck again with her tremendous speed and has it. Plays a ball in four into the box again, and it gets deflected away. But she still has it. Dubuck tries to play another ball, but it is tipped away again for a second time. That is Guvia on the defense both times. Tremendous defense. Now Mariah Meza has it at the top of the 30 maybe. And now Kaiser has it into the 18. Kaiser plays it out to Lauren Golnick, who has it at the 18 and dribbles it out. And now she gets dispossessed by, that is Okazaki on it, and it is tipped away. And now it is out wide for a Dominican throw-in. And they have the ball at about the maybe 18-yard line. Very deep, and the Penguins are really on the attack now. Each team has one shot on goal with just under 30 minutes left in this first half. On the throwback to Dubuck's foot. Gets it tipped away. A little miscommunication here, and it's going to be another throw-in for the Penguins. Moving farther down the sideline. Quick throw to Mariah Meza. Mariah Meza just shields it and plays it back to Finks. Finks tries to play a cross in, but it goes out for a goal kick. Hawk goal kick coming up now.
The Penguins are playing the ball a lot to Dubuck, and they have to make they have to take advantage of those opportunities, because we don't know how long Dubuck can keep up with those runs and keep up with that with her speed. So they got to make the best of those chances that they get with her, so then they can get a goal, at least one goal, before this half ends.
Goal kick now right to the head of Dubuck. Dubuck heads it forward, and Guvia now has it for the Hawks and plays it out very far wide to Willems. Willems plays it up forward to the foot of Damon. Damon then plays it out wide and plays it back to Willems, trying to keep possession. Now this back line for the Hawks is at about half. Plays out wide to Okazaki. Okazaki plays it forward now, and now the Penguins are on the attack. Lauren Golnick flicks it over one time, and it goes right to the foot of Kaiser. Kaiser now has the ball, tries to play Dubuck, but Guvia stops that immediately. But now the Penguins have the ball in the middle of the field, and that is Finks on it. Finks now gets dispossessed by Cimentelli. Cimentelli plays it over the middle to Babion. Babion plays it over to Okazaki and back to the middle to Willems. Willems plays it back down to Okazaki. Steph Owens on the defense, and now they're streaking down the sideline. Cross coming now, but it is stopped by Owens. Throwing for the Penguins, it said it was off the foot of Okazaki off the deflection of Owen's foot. And it's going to be a Penguins throw-in to the foot of Kaiser. Kaiser has the ball with good possession, but it ends up getting dispossessed. Now Okazaki has it at the top of the 18. Klein on the defense to the foot. And now it's going to be a shot on goal. And that is off Damon. And Damon has the shot, and it is cleared away. Very risky ball.
The defense is getting tested right now, but so far they've been passing those tests and remain strong.
Quick throw in now right to the head of Valle. Valle plays it over the middle, and it goes to the foot of Arbayo. Arbayo has a left-footed shot, and it looks like it's actually a cross instead, and it is stopped by Stowell. Stowell plays it over to Golnick. Golnick flips it up to Dubuck one time, who settles it down. And now she has time and space, but plays it out wide to Finks instead as numbers are getting forward for the Penguins. Big ball forward now from Finks, and it is off of Dubuck. Dubuck wanted the foul, but it is going to go to out. Oh, it's going to go out for a throw-in, and now it's going to be a Hawks throw-in. Throwing way far back. Stowell is, as a defender, running backwards trying to stop it, and is going to be possessed by her until she has time to get it off her foot. She has some tremendous moves, but in the end she loses it. Now the Hawks have the ball, and that is Okazaki on it. Okazaki controls it to Babion. Babion plays it back to Gouvier. Gouvier heads it forward, and now it is headed away, but it looked like it was a handball. However, Powick gets the clearance away. A big ball from Gouvier, and it looked like it was a handball from Owens in the box, but it was just headed away. And now now the Hawks have the ball at a half on this back line. Kelly Coffey, Penguins head coach, telling his team to step forward as they do, pressuring this back line of the Hawks team. Although Parrish plays a huge ball over the top to Willems, who is getting forward, but Owens is there on the defense and clears it out, and it's going to be a Hawks throw-in.
For the past at least 2 minutes, most of the play has been on the Dominican half. Dominican needs to get it up and needs to keep possession in the Hawks half, or else it's going to be a bad 24 minutes left of soccer of this half for the Dominican Penguins.
Yeah, now Babion is coming off for Bartzi. Krista Bartzi is coming in now, and now there's some discrepancy with the AR. Let's see what we can get here. They are talking about a discrepancy over whether the coaches are able to say it's a handball or not, and now the AR is getting upset with both of the head coaches having a talk with them as the head coach is coming over, or the head referee is coming over to make sure that there is no foul play. Both of the coaches receive talking to, and play will resume now as it's going to be a throw-in for the Hawks.
Probably just telling them to calm down, that they're in control of the game. It's their game. It's not anyone else's game to ref. That they just have to accept the refs and their decisions. Even if they may make a mistake, they got to accept it and not get angry at them. It's a game.
Yeah, they do not have a say. And now it is going to be a throw-in from Willems deep into the box, and it is going to be cleared away right to the foot of Okazaki, and now Okazaki plays it back to Gouvier. Gouvier now plays it back, and now this Hawks line is continuing to remain with possession. As Parrish tries to play it forward, it's going to go out wide to Okazaki, who plays it back to Gouvier. Gouvier now takes a positive touch and plays it over to Okazaki, but it is just too much, and it's going to go out for a Penguins throw-in.
And still, the ball has not left the Penguins' half. They have yet to make it past halfway for the past 2 to 3 minutes now.
And now Lena Miller is coming in for Lauren Golnick, getting a rest. And now throw-in now coming off of our
that was close.
Our distribution amplifier, actually. It's going to be another throw-in for the Penguins. As I said, Lena Miller coming in for Lauren Golnick. Lena Miller now getting her first touches at about a half field, getting it up forward to Mariah Meza, who is going to control it and now take some touches but get dispossessed in the end by Jacqueline Arbayo. Arbayo now plays it forward up to Okazaki. Okazaki loses it. Now Mariah Meza has it at the top of the 18, tries to get a touch away, but it is touched away by Parrish. Parrish then plays it forward over to Willems. Willems out forward to Klein. Klein then gets the ball and plays it out wide to Fink. Fink over to Stowell on the far side of the field for this Penguins back line. Stowell back over to Finks, who megs the defender and goes to the foot of Dubuck. Dubuck then plays it backwards to Stowell. Stowell then is now switching fields, and it finds the foot of Powick, who plays it eventually out wide to Owens, who tries to play a ball up forward to Lena Miller, but just cannot find her foot, and it gets hit back, and then it is touched away and goes out for a Hawks throw-in.
That's what we like to see from the Penguins. Possession and getting past halfway point. They at least possess it in the Hawks half for at least 30 seconds or more, and that's a good possession if you ask me.
Throwing now from Willems. Big ball way down the line. Catherine Klein is there for the touch away. Huge clearance, and it is going to go out for a throw. And now with 20 minutes left in this first half, you're listening to Penguin Radio only on radio.dominican.edu. Throwing from Willems now, another huge ball to Okazaki. Okazaki then gets it over to the foot of Arbayo. Arbayo plays it out wide, up to the middle to Damon. Damon then switches the field all the way to Valle. Valle, he plays a huge ball into the box, and it goes right to the keeper's hand. That was Jimenez on the cross, and it goes almost to the foot of Valle, but it was to the hands of Tassano instead. Sano now big ball up to Lena Miller, who tries to settle it but just can't. Hawks player now tries to play it forward, but Owens is there to head it back. And now the Hawks defensive line is holding the ball, tries to play it up forward to the fresh legs of Bartzi. Bartzi plays it up forward to Valle. Valle now out wide to Willems. Willems tries to find Okazaki streaking down the sideline, but it's just way too much, and it goes out for a goal kick. Coming in now for the Penguins is Alyssa Campbell for Bailey Kaiser, who has been making some tremendous runs down this sideline the first half.
Kaiser uses her body and her speed to get past players, and it works, and she's been running her heart out for the past 25 minutes, and she needs a little break, but she'll be back on in the next 10-15 minutes.
On the goal kick now, we have a ball that's played into the middle of the field and out wide to Cimentelli of the Hawks team. Playing with it now, then loses it to the feet of Dubuck. Dubuck then tries to get a touch forward. She would have been in on the defensive end, or on the attacking end of the Hawks defense. But instead it is touched away, and it is to the Hawks' liking, who plays it all the way down, and it's going to end up being a goal kick, in fact.
Tassano has been having a great, great start to this season. Even though she's been in games where she's gotten scored on a couple times, she's come back every game with the same level of confidence, or even more confident than the game before. And it showed that last game, and it's showing so far this game.
Here with 20 minutes now left in the first half, the goal kick comes all the way out to the feet of Mariah Meza, but there is a penalty called on Lena Miller, trying to play a dummy through, but I guess it was a little too physical with Bartzi, and now it's going to be a free kick for the Hawks just past half.
As you can, if you guys can hear the wind noise coming through the microphone, you can tell that it's windy, and that might affect the way this ball moves in the air. Maybe a little. It may move it to the side or to the left side, or the way the wind's going. So they have to account for that.
Free kick now into the box, but it is headed away by Klein. Klein plays it to the feet of Meza. Meza plays it to the foot of Dubuck. Dubuck now plays it way out wide to Stowell, and now the Penguins are on the attack. Stowell tries to play a ball to Dubuck, but it goes out off the foot of a Hawks player for a Penguins throw-in. Now on the throw-in for the Penguins, it's going to be... they ended up did calling a foul. Kelly Coffey, the head coach, wanted a penalty, and he actually ended up winning that debate. So now it's going to be a free kick for the Penguins at half. And it is flicked on one time, and it is into the box. And it is flicked away by Lena Miller, who is offsides. So off a huge free kick from Pauk into the box, plays it one time to the foot of Lena Miller, who is just offside, and it's going to be a free kick for the Hawks. Big kick now to half. Lena Miller there, trying to use her head, but it goes over to the head of Catherine Klein. Klein then gets dispossessed, and it goes to Willems, who tries to play in the middle, and then Catherine Klein gets a little too physical with Arbayo,
you could tell that she was just going in, and she went in, she just extended her arm and just pushed her over.
You just can't do that. Now we have Aguvier on the free kick, and it plays it up to the middle, and it's right to the foot of Owens, who plays it out wide to Mariah Meza, who plays another ball to Dubak. Dubak now is streaking into the 18. She has the ball with two defenders on her, plays a touch into the middle to Lena Miller, who tries to play it right-footed outside the foot to the foot to Finks, and it goes over the crossbar. Lena Miller, tremendous outside-the-foot through ball to Finks, who had a nice little look at the goal but just puts it over the crossbar.
Finks leaned back when she was about to kick it, and when you lean back, the ball usually follows your foot, and when you lean back and the follow through, your foot is going up, and the ball is just going to go skyrocketed.
You got to stay on top of it.
So many professional players have done that, and it's people, they have yet to learn from their mistakes.
Short corner or short goal kick now to the head of Mariah Meza, who plays it back to the defensive line of the Hawks. And now it is going out wide to Aguvier. Aguvier then plays it forward right to the foot of Alyssa Campbell, who has her fresh legs in, who plays it back to Powick. Powick then plays it back to Campbell. Campbell now out wide to Owens. Owens taking a few positive touches and now has a ball down the sideline. Plays it to the middle one time to Mariah Meza, who gets dispossessed but keeps control to Owens. Owens now trying to shield the ball, but Aguvier is there and has the ball to Okasaki. Okasaki then plays it up to Catherine Klein, who plays a big ball down the line, and it is still in ball. It is still in bounds. And now it finally rolls out for a Hawks throw-in. Throw-in now from Aguvier to the foot of Mariah Meza, who seemed like she got fouled. Now Catherine Klein trying to get the ball. Owens plays it way back. And now over to Finks, who tries to switch sides, and it goes right to the foot of Stowell as the Penguins are now possessing the ball in their back line. We have Daggy now on the ball getting her first touches. She hasn't really seen much of it recently, but now she plays it up forward to Dubak, who gets a big cross in trying to find Campbell, but it goes to the goalkeeper, Tiana Miyashiro, who we have not seen much of with just two saves already.
But the shot count is higher than it was before. Yet not as much testing from both goalkeepers, but it's coming.
Off the kick forward, it's going to go to Mariah Meza's hands, and it's going to play through all to Dubak. Dubak now has the ball, keeper coming out, and the keeper wins this challenge, and it goes all the way out wide to the foot of Finks, who plays it back to Dubak, and now Dubak has the ball and ends up going down, thinks that there should have been a foul, but it is still in play. And now penalty is called.
Kelly Coffey needs to calm down. He is yelling,
scrappy.
And he's going to be either getting a yellow card or something, because if he doesn't calm down, the refs will have to take action.
So it's going to be a penalty for the Hawks now at half. And the ball is going to go into about the 20-yard box, and it's played to the foot of Lena Miller, who plays it out wide to Dubak, who's going to use her speed, which we have seen time and time again. But she just cannot get past the defender this time and plays it up forward to Mariah Meza, who then tries to find her on a streak again, but it goes to the foot of Finks instead. Finks now has time and space in the middle, plays it down the line to Dubak, but was not expecting the run. And now we have substitutions coming in for the Penguins and the Hawks as well. And we have Kayla Carlson coming in for, I believe this is Finks coming out. Yeah, so Kayla Carlson is coming in for Finks, Danielle Finks, and for the Hawks, we have Allie Cimentelli coming out for Rebecca Galbraith. Galbraith seeing her first sign on the field, as well as Kayla Carlson for the Penguins. And now it is going to be a goal kick for the Hawks. Short kick right to the foot of Mariah Meza. Kayla Carlson is up forward, and Aguvier is there to try and clear it out again. But now Lena Miller goes into a huge tackle. No foul is called. Mariah Meza has the ball and plays it back to Katrina Klein. Katrina Klein tries to play the ball down to Dubak, but defenders for the Hawks are there. Hawks player now playing with it in the back and gets it forward. Does not have to put it out of bounds. And now the Hawks are trying to get forward as the Penguins are still right on their tail. as it's going to be a Penguin throw-in. Katrina Klein on it. Mariah Meza now has it in the middle, plays it over to Kayla Carlson, but cannot get a touch on it. And Lena Miller is there on the recovery at about half, who plays it out wide to Owens. Owens now has the ball at about half, has Okasaki on her, and ends up playing a forward for a throw-in.
Steph Owens had no idea what to do with that ball. She had no one open, no one was moving, and she finally just had to clear it. Even though it was a bad clear, she just had to get it out of bounds.
Smart plan her part by playing it safe. Now Willems on the throw-in, right to the head and over out of bounds. That was Valle on the header, and now it's going to be a Penguins throw-in. Owens throwing it half field to the foot of Kayla Carlson, who plays it down the line to Willems now. Willems and Carlson getting into it, and it goes out for a Hawks throw-in. Deep into Hawks' own territory, Willems now has this throw-in. Willems' throw-in is long to the foot of Lena Miller. Lena Miller plays it up forward to Kayla Carlson, who has possession, but then it gets flung away by Parrish, who puts it on one time to the head of Okasaki, who plays it over one time to Valle. Valle then has it over the middle to Bartzi. Bartzi then plays it out wide to a streaking Damon, who plays it way far wide to Jimenez, and now it's all the way switched field. Damon now has the ball and tries to play it down the sideline, but we have Stowell there, and it's going to – oh, it actually went out of bounds a little too much on Damon's leg, and it's going to go out for a Penguin throw-in. Stowell now in the throw-in to the foot of Jimenez of the Hawks, who tips it out, and it's going to be another Penguins throw-in now moving back forward out of their own territory.
The wind is picking up again, and – actually, it just died down, but it was picking up for a bit, and you could see how it changed the movement of the ball when it was in the air.
Throwing now to the foot of Stowell, who has a botched clearance, and it goes to the foot of Okasaki in the middle of the field. Her and Klein now have a little discrepancy, but it's still in play. Over to Bartzi. Bartzi has the ball, and it goes right to the hands of Tassano.
Good shot by the Hawks. They moved the ball around to create an opportunity for a shot, and they took it. It was just an unlucky shot.
Yeah, it was also an ambitious shot as well, in my opinion. So now big clear from Tassano to about half. Mariah Meza then heads it out, and it goes out for a Hawks throw-in.
With 10 minutes left, both teams have to contain their position and the formations. They cannot get tired. They got to keep running. They got to keep up their intensity, and they cannot let it down, or else a goal will be scored on them.
Throwing now touched away, and it is a big clearance from Lena Miller all the way back to the keeper. And now we have Mia Shiro, who plays out wide to Jimenez. Jimenez now has the ball on the far side. Winds up and takes a big kick down the sideline to the foot of Valle, but Stowell and Daggy are there. Not enough to clear it all the way out, though. They're going to still have possession until we're going to have Lena Miller make another tremendous move as Mariah Mazena has the ball and tries to play it up forward to Carlson, but it's just out of her reach and it's going to go to Willem. Willems now has the ball, plays it back to Gouvier. Gouvier back one time to Willems. Is now making progress down the sideline, getting into plus territory now with a pass pass to Valle, and it's going to go out wide for another Hawks throw-in. Willems is going to be on this throw-in now with just 9 minutes left. Hawks have 3 shots. Penguins have 2. Willems now on the throw-in, deep down the sideline trying to find Okasaki, but there is 3 Penguins defenders there, including Campbell, who makes the clearance. Not a good clearance, though, right to the foot of Albario. Arbayo plays it way out wide to Jimenez, who takes it down the sideline. Dubuck is there, and she is just no match for the speed of Dubuck. Powick now has the ball, plays it out wide, back to Dubuck's foot on the far side. Dubuck takes time and plays it back to Stowell. Stowell plays a big ball up forward to Carlson, who then falls to the ground off a foul from Parrish. Parrish kind of had a little hit on her.
I feel like it was she intentionally flinged it over. You know, she grappled her and just threw her on the ground for a little bit, but I mean, both legs got caught up and the ref saw something different, and she just got a booking.
It's now going to be a throw-in for the Hawks. A free kick for the Penguins.
Wrong animal there.
Yeah.
Wrong bird.
Jeez. So now it's going to be a free kick for the Penguins. Ref trying to make sure that he keeps everybody in control of this game. Again, you are listening to Penguin Radio only on radio.dominican.edu. Pauwick now on the free kick to the head of Mariah Meza, who flicks it on one time to Lena Miller's foot at the top of the 18 and has a half volley shot. And it goes right to the hands of the keeper, and she's able to play it out.
Lena Miller could just not get enough power, not enough contact on the ball to get a nice solid volley.
Header or free or big kick now from the Miyashiro, and it goes out to half. Campbell on the header flicks it forward to Campbell or to Carol Carlson. Carol Carlson then plays it up forward to Valle. Valle then plays it out wide to the foot of Bartzi. Bartzi now has the ball at about midfield, but Campbell is there for the dispossession. Although Bartzi does win it back, and now we have a streaking Valle who has the ball and tries to get through, but Owens is there for the clearance. Risky ball right there. Could have been deadly.
What a hustle back by Steph Owens to have to cover the center back's position when she went to go for the ball. Steph Owens dropped back and got ready to clear the ball out of the way.
Not done with this attack yet, though. Hawks player Okazaki plays it forward to, or I'm sorry, plays it back to Willems, who plays it out wide to Gouvier, who then plays it back. Gouvier now to the foot of Willems. Willems to the middle to Bartzi. Bartzi then gets dispossessed, although the Hawks maintain possession with Parrish there. Klein now plays the ball quickly, trying to play with it on the ground, but you just cannot do that. Now it's going to be a free kick for the Hawks.
Dangerous free kick for the Hawks. It's seven minutes left, and it's a great set piece. A good cross in and a good header, and a goal will be scored.
Big kick into the box, headed away from Stowell. Stowell, although the free kick did not get all the way out, and now it is going to be Jimenez on another shot outside the 18, right to the hands of Tassano for an easy clearance. Tassano now with a kick from her own goal box. Way forward to the foot of Carlson, who gets it touched away, and now it's going to be the foot of Okazaki, who then plays it out wide to Bartzi. Bartzi then gets touched away by Katrina Klein. Katrina Klein plays it forward to Carlson, who plays it to Campbell. Campbell now taking positive touches into the Hawks half, who plays it out to Mariah Meza. Plays a one-time ball to Carlson. Carlson then flicks it on one time to Lena Miller, who puts it over the top to Mariah Meza, who has the ball in the 18, and it is there for the keeper's hands. Miyashiro on the recovery.
Great passing.
Oh, they called offsides, actually, on Mariah Meza, so it's going to be a free kick.
If that was still onside, that would have been great passing
by
the Dominican side.
Free kick now played out wide to Jimenez. Jimenez now has the ball to the middle to Bartzi. Bartzi plays it back to the middle to Jimenez. Jimenez then plays a big cross, trying to find Okazaki, but Steph Owens is there, and it goes right to the sideline for a throw-in for the Hawks. Willems on the throw-in. Big throw-in all the way to Okazaki's foot, who flicks it on one time, but she has nobody there. And now Owens is there and lets it go out for a goal kick. Now with 5 minutes left, we're going to have some subs. We have Ivy Torres coming in. We have Melissa Stokely coming in. And we have Yvette Lozano. And we have Kira Carlson coming off, Mariah Meza, and Lena Miller. All three of them put in some really good workout on the attacking half. And now we have some fresh legs up top with 5 minutes left. Let's see if the Penguins can get something going. Off the goal kick, all the way up to Melissa Stokely at half field. And it is touched away by Willems, who then gets it tipped back away by Campbell. Campbell now has the ball with nobody in front of her, although she just does not have the speed to get that forward. And then she plays a ball over the top to Stokely's foot, who touches it in the air, but just out of the reach. And it's going to go to Parrish's foot and played out of bounds for a Penguin throw-in.
With fresh legs and 4 minutes left, anything can happen, as I always say. And as we saw in the men's game where the Lancers came back to win 2-1 in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Throw in to Campbell's foot, plays a big ball over the middle to Dubuck. Dubuck now tries to touch it around Jimenez, but just cannot, and it goes all the way out wide, although Dubuck's speed is able to recover it, and it goes to the feet of Lozano. Now Lozano trying to make a run, but it is touched out for a goal kick. Now coming in, we have Vanessa Harmo coming in for Okazaki. Now off the goal kick. Vanessa Armaro, I'm sorry, I pronounced that incorrectly. Armaro is coming in. Her number does not match her jersey. She had to get a new jersey before the game. So now off the goal kick is going to go to the foot of Torres. Torres now has the ball at midfield, plays it up forward to Stokely. Stokely has time, although she does now have Yvette Lozano streaking, and she tries to find her, but Parrish is there to make that go away. Now Campbell has the ball, plays it back over the middle to Stokely, who tries to flick it on to Lozano. Lozano has a shot now to the hands, and Mia Shiro has to make a dive for it, but it goes to her hands. Lozano has a tremendous shot right there. Almost had a nice little goal.
As I said, with the fresh legs once again, trying to get a goal in the last half as they did in the previous game, where Katrina Klein scored with, I think, 6 seconds left in the first half. To give him a 1-0 lead and to go to the half.
Big kick now played forward to about half to the foot of Campbell. Campbell now plays it up forward to Stokely. Stokely then plays a through ball to Lozano, but it is too much to the feet of Mia Shiro. Mia Shiro now has the ball and she picks it up. And now she plays a big ball forward. Campbell tries to get it, but her flick is just the wrong way and it goes back for a Hawks throw-in. Willems on the throw-in now. Has Bartzi checking too, and she plays her, but just cannot control it. She does have Valle there for the recovery. Valle then plays it back forward to Gouvier. Gouvier plays it out wide to Willems. Willems back to Bartzi. Bartzi now plays it out wide to the fresh legs of Amaro. Amaro tries to play it forward, but it looks like Owens just got hit pretty hard right there.
Steph Owens just got a huge hit. Ball to the head. The Hawk player tried to cross it, but it went straight for Steph Owens' head, and she's probably got a nosebleed right now and just got to put it up, put some gauze up her nose, and she'll be back in the game if it's not anything serious or anything like
that. Very tough break. She does look very shaken up, and now we have Sammy Clausen coming in for Steph Owens. Very tough break. It looks like she is able to walk off on her own will, though. It's always devastating to see head injuries like this. Steph Owens coming off now. And now we have Sam Owens. Looks like her twin sister is going to be checking in.
Katrina Klein had some blood on her hand from Steph Owens, from helping Steph Owens, and the ref made her take it, made her wash it off with water on the sideline.
Here comes now the throw-in, big throw-in to about half, but headed away from Owens, and then away again from Powick, and then away again from Yvette Lozano, and now headed forward by Melissa Stokely, who is there, but Gouvier is there to head it back forward to Willems. Willems now plays it forward to Valle plays it up forward back to the foot of Willems. Willems now making a streaking play. Tries to find a Bartzi, and now she takes a big shot at the top of the maybe 30, and it goes out for a goal kick. Huge shot with now just 1 minute left.
Ambitious to say at least. A volley, a hard volley from at least 30 yards out with with a minute left. Very ambitious. I mean, a miracle could happen. A miracle could not. Why not take a chance, right?
Now with 1 minute left, as I said before, we're going to have Powick on the kick. And it's going to go forward all the way to the foot of Stokely, who plays a huge ball over the top. She has Lozano streaking down, but Parrish is also there. And is going to go out for a throw-in, it looks. She's getting the shield, and she does successfully get that shield. And now it's going to be a Parrish throw-in. Parrish now plays it up to Dubok's head, and she has it forward over to the side to Bartzi. Bartzi has the middle in the middle of the field and plays it way out wide to Willems, who's just making so many runs up and down this field with 15 seconds left. Plays it up forward to Amaro. Amaro now back to Willems, who plays a huge play up forward And now it's at the middle of the field getting shielded away by Daggy. And then it's going to go out wide. And that will be the end of it for this half. Again, this is the women's game. Penguins against the Holy Names University Hawks. The score is 0-0. What can they improve on this second half?
Well, the Penguins need to work on patience. They are just trying to kick it up the field, trying to get a goal, trying to have a miracle happen. I mean, that's not the way soccer is. You got to be patient. You got to swing around the back, trying to find options, pass it. You got to keep passing and trying to find that open player, because at some point in that passing game, the other team will get confused and will make a mistake, and one person will be open for a through ball. And it'll be a nice, easy touch in.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for this first half. Again, you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And we will be right back here for this second half shortly. All right. Just stay tuned. We are going to be bringing you the second half of this women's soccer game again. This is the Hawks against the Penguins. Stay tuned shortly, and we'll be bringing you this game right back in about 7 minutes or so. And again, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, only on Penguin Radio. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Kennelly Field, where we're going to be bringing the second half of this women's game against the Holy Names University Hawks. The Hawks have the kickoff, and it is going to be a deep kickoff into the own Penguin territory, and it's going to go right to the hands of Tassano to start off this second half. Tassano has the ball and is going to, I want to say she's going to kick it back to the Hawks now. And she does, and it's going to be a short kick right to the head of Okasaki. Okasaki then plays it out wide to Cementelli. Cementelli then gets shielded away by Stowell. Daggy now on the ball. Dubak lets it go through to Parrish. Parrish then plays it forward off to the foot of Damon. Damon then plays it out wide to Obario. Obario then plays it way out wide to the foot of Willems. Willems finds the foot of Damon again. Damon then plays it to the foot of Albaro. Albaro plays out to Okazaki and has a huge shot on goal way over the crossbar.
Way too ambitious for me. It's not even 2 minutes into the half, and they're already taking those kind of shots. I mean, I would get closer and wait until you get tired before you start taking those shots.
Now the goal kick comes in and is going to play right to the foot of Ivy Torres. Ivy Torres takes a positive touch forward to the foot of Dubak, who plays it through, then kicks it up forward. All the way down, Parrish is there. Mariah is all the way down as well. And Parrish plays it to the middle to their goalkeeper, Miyashiro. Miyashiro then plays it out to Willems. Willems then plays it back to Gouvier. Gouvier plays it way up forward to the foot of Owens, who is now back in the game and is healthy. Always good to see that's not a serious injury.
Especially since she's the captain and she's one of the strongholds for the defensive line.
Yeah, she is a crucial part. And now off the throw, and it's going to be Okasaki plays it to the middle to Damon. Ivy Torres now on the defense, but Damon has a big ball down the sideline way out to the foot of Cementelli. Cementelli plays it out to the middle to Valier. Valier then plays it back. They're playing a lot slower on this second half. Valier plays it out wide to Willems. Willems then finds the middle to Damon. Damon has control and plays it to the back to Gouvier. Gouvier then settles in, plays it out wide to Parrish. Parrish plays it out wide to Jimenez. Jimenez now has Finks crashing on her, but she ends up getting the pass. But it is going to be a really bad tackle from Klein on Okasaki.
The Hawks came out ready to possess the ball. They've been doing a great job swinging around Katrina Klein with that very, very dangerous and very risky tackle, not only for her, but also for the player that she tackled. She might have gotten injury, or might have been a very dangerous tackle on the ankles, but she got a yellow card, and she's got to play for the 42 seconds remaining. She's got to play it safe.
Okazaki just is up and fine, but we did get a booking to Klein. And now Parrish on the big cross. Plays it out way far wide and headed into the box, but right to the hands of Tassano, and it's going to be an easy clearance. Tassano rolls it out wide to Owens. Owens now has the ball streaking down, looking for Campbell. Plays a bigger ball instead to Dubach, but Dubach just does not have the range there. But she does end up getting the dispossession of Gouvier, and Gouvier barely gets it out to Willems, who finds Parrish on the side, and it switches all the way back to Jimenez. Jimenez now has the ball, plays it up forward to Cimentelli, but Cimentelli plays it back to Jimenez. Jimenez over to Parrish, who plays it one time back to Jimenez. Jimenez has the ball now. The Dominican team is really crashing. Okazaki now has the ball, and she settles it down at half. Klein on the attack, and then Klein plays it back to Daggy, who then plays out to Stowell. Stowell finds the foot of Finks, who plays it up forward to Mariah Meza, who has Dubach in the middle. And now she has Dubach in the middle. She plays a big cross to Mariah Meza, who heads it, but just not enough. And now we have, I think that is Finks on the, oh no, I'm sorry, that is Campbell. She was there for the crossing, and it goes right to the hands of the keeper. Campbell tried, Dubach has the ball, and she plays it over the middle, tries to flick a one-time ball over to Mariah Meza to the foot of Campbell, who tries to play it back into the box, but is not enough for the keeper, and she picks it up and clears it out way to the middle. Now in the middle of the field, we have Dubach, who has the ball, and it gets tipped away by Cimentelli all the way to Jimenez. Jimenez now has the ball and plays it to Cimentelli. Cimentelli again gets dispossessed by Finks. Finks then tries to get it up forward, but Damon is there to stop that immediately. Damon then plays it up forward to Valle. Valle then gets dispossessed by Ivy Torres. Ivy Torres has the ball middle of the field, plays it all the way back to Powick, plays it far out wide to Stowell, and a big clearance from Daggy to half.
The Hawks came out with intensity and ready to fight. They have been just pushing and testing the Dominican defense, ready to score a goal, at least one, in the beginning stages of the second half.
Now the ref trying to get some tricky play, or the head coach trying to get some cheeky play, trying to get their player up forward, but the throw-in, she was actually on the field as well, is too far up, and now it's a Penguin throw-in. Penguin throw-in played all the way back to Daggy, who plays it back to the keeper. Although we do have some crashing players, we have Valle and we have Cimentelli crashing as well as their outside back, Jimenez. And Stowell's having trouble trying to control it, but she plays out to Klein, who plays it far out wide to Daggy. He plays a quick ball to Finks. Finks now has the ball and plays out to the middle to Ivy Torres. Ivy Torres, with possession, plays it back to Stowell. Stowell then has a big ball down the middle, but it is touched away by Willems out to the middle of the field. Okazaki is there, who plays it out wide to Willems again. Parrish on that first clearance. Ball far wide now. Steph Owens is there on the recovery. And a penalty is called on Owens. A little too physical.
The Penguins cannot get their heads riled up. They got to keep their heads, and they can't start fouling and breaking up the rhythm of this game, or else the rhythm is going to be completely off, and it's going to be a hard time to score. And it might just end up as in a 0-0 tie, or a mistake will happen by the Dominican Penguins, and it will be a 1-0 win for the Hawks.
Free kick now all the way to the back, and it is a push in the back on Ivy Torres, so it's going to be another Penguin free kick. Free kick now quickly played through to Dubach, who has it at the top of the 18. Dubach takes a quick shot on goal right to the hands of the keeper, Miyashiro. She could have taken another one or two touches and had a better shot at goal, but she rushed it and just took the first shot on the one-timer.
She could have cut in and at least passed it to Ivy Torres, who was streaking down the middle for that great run. Just laid off to Ivy Torres. Torres takes a nice shot, and it was a dangerous play.
Speaking of Torres, she has the ball at half field off the kick from the keeper, and it is going to be a free kick. Ivy Torres tried to play a deep ball over the top to a streaking Dubach, but it just goes a little too much on the physical side for Dubach, and it's going to be a free kick taken by Parrish.
Dubach is a target man right now. She is the one that all the Dominican players, they kick it up to the half, and they just expect and hope that Dubuck tries him to, and chases it down all the way and gets a nice and gets free from the defenders for a nice
Parrish
1v1.
Plays, I'm sorry, Parrish plays a quick ball, though, up to the middle of the half. Looked like there could have been something on. Apologize for cutting you off there, but it looked like there could have been something on there, but it was offsides, and it's going to be a free kick for the Penguins now. Short play to Campbell. Settles it. Has a person on her back shielding it. Plays it back to Powick, who plays a deep ball into Hawks territory, but it is headed away. And now that is Cimentelli on ball. Cimentelli plays up to Okazaki. Okazaki then plays a through ball all the way to Valle. Valle is trying to get there, but Tassano is there to clear it away. Big clearance from Tassano. Risky play. Okazaki now plays a back ball right to Valle. Valle has the ball but gets dispossessed by Powick. Powick lays it off to Okazaki. Okazaki now down the sideline to Jimenez. Jimenez has the ball. Dominican players are pressing. Dubac gets back and wins possession back for the Penguins team. Ivy Torres on the ball now, plays it up forward to Mariah Meza. Mariah Meza has a through ball now. Dubac is in, and she has it at the top of the 18, taking touches towards the keeper. Looks like we could have a finish here. Cuts it back, and she cuts it back again, left-footed now at the top of the 6-yard box. Kicks the ball, and it is deflected on the ground by the defender. A tremendous save from Gouvier in the box. The keeper came out to try and stop it, and Gouvier made the smart play getting at the goal line. And Dubac plays a ball right into Gouvier's foot.
What an attack by Lily Dubac. Cutting it in, getting ready, cutting it in, and then once again trying to get past the goalkeeper, shooting it, very unlucky, tried to place it in. The defender was just there to get it out.
Now ball up, played forward, and it is going to be Stowell on it. And Stowell rolls her knee on the ball. This looks like a very terrible injury. Hopefully it is insignificant, but it does not look too good right now as both teams are coming off the field just to give her time to rest. It's very dangerous in the injury like this.
It looked as though her knee, she stepped on the ball, and her knee just wobbled, and she just fell. So either she must have tweaked her knee, or it must be a little pain on her knee, or something must have happened to her knee that is just uncomfortable right now.
It did not look natural. Now she is going to try to stand up on her own will, and she is up, putting pressure on it, being able to walk on it. It's a very good sign. She does have the trainer, Tara, helping her walk off, and she is going to the medical room to get some treatment, or to the medical bench to get some treatment. And now we have Sammy Claussen coming in for this Penguins team at outside back, another very physical player and a great athlete that this Dominican team is so deep in. They have so many defensive players, and Sammy Claussen is one of the great ones. And now it's going to be a throw-in for the Penguins. Throwing now to the foot of Finks, and a ball played all the way back. A very good courtesy play. Good sportsmanship right there. And now play is resumed. Gouvier has it in the back line. Plays it up forward to Damon. Damon then plays it back to Gouvier, who plays it over to Parrish. Parrish has time and space. Not a lot of pressure coming for this team. Parrish plays a wide ball out to Willems, and Campbell's there on a big attack and just gets it deflected out of the way, and it's going to be a Hawks throwing. Throwing now all the way out to Valle. Valle has the ball, flicks it on one time, but Campbell is there again to hit it forward. Mariah Mazina has the ball with Gouvier on her back. Mariah Mazina looking for somebody and finds the foot of Sammy Claussen. Sammy Claussen then plays it one time up to Finks. Finks tries to find Mariah Mazina but just cannot, as Damon is there, who lays it off one time to Ibarro. Arbayo, and Arbayo plays it out wide to Jimenez. Jimenez then plays it forward to Cimentelli. And it's back up forward, and we have Dengy there. Dengy then kicks it up forward, and it's going to go to the foot of Finks, and it's going to go out for a throw-in for the Hawks. Jimenez is now here on the throw-in, and it's going to go out of bounds for a Penguins throw-in, just a little dispossessed. Throwing now deep down the line to the foot of Dubuck. Dubuck takes some positive touches forward, and it's going to be she's going to be dispossessed by Jimenez. Jimenez plays it up forward to Cimentelli. Cimentelli has a lot of time and space, but Finks is tremendous speed crashing forward and comes behind her and draws the foul. She came in pretty hot, and it's going to be a Hawks free kick.
The Penguins have been way more aggressive this half than they were last half. I think they're just really wanting a goal, really trying to get that ball back and trying to regain possession and keep possession at least in their half.
With a half an hour left in this second half, the Hawks now have a free kick, and it's going to be Parrish taking it. Deep ball, far side of the box, headed away from Powick. Powick then gets it another chance to clear, but Mariah Meza ends up taking the initiative and clears it all the way back out to the foot of Jimenez. Jimenez plays it up to Gouvier. Gouvier then plays it back forward to the foot of Finks. Finks then plays up to Dubuck. Dubuck then plays it forward to Mariah Meza, who's streaking with Gouvier, but Gouvier is there, and she will be able to possess this ball. Trying to keep possession and get her ball forward, so it's not going to be a throw-in, but Mariah Meza is there, and it is going to go off of Gouvier. Did not work, and it's going to be a throw-in for the Penguins.
The shots are now piling up. 9 shots from the Penguins with 6 saves from the Hawk goalie and 6 shots from the Hawks with only 3 saves from Tassano. The shots are pretty even. I mean, the Penguins have 3 more, but it's still pretty good.
Campbell is coming out for Kaiser. Kaiser seeing her first time since the first half, and Bartzi is coming back in for Amaral. And now Sammy Clausen tries to play a ball into the keeper, and it is going to be a Miyashiro kick forward to the foot of Damon, who has the ball at about half now with possession. Plays it out wide to Jimenez. Jimenez now has the ball. Finks on her, however, keeping her in front with some tremendous defense, and Finks wins it back for her team. Dubuck now has the ball, but Jimenez wins it back and gets it up to Cimentelli. Cimentelli and Finks now get into it, although it goes forward to Dubuck. And now it is going to be a free kick for the Penguins.
Both coaches get up, and one thanks. Kelly Coffey thanks the ref, and the Hawks coach complains to the ref. So a double praisal from both coaches here.
Now it's going to be a big ball in to the foot of Mariah Meza from Powick, and she has it in the 6, and she looks like she was fouled, but instead they call offsides. Very tough call right there, but you just cannot argue with it. Now it's going to be a free kick for the Hawks. Tremendous ball from Powick right to the foot of Mariah Meza, who is just offsides. On the ensuing free kick, it's going to go out to the side to Willems. Willems then plays it out wide to Okazaki. Okazaki now has it, and she feels pressure, so she plays it back to Willems. Willems plays it back forward to Gouvier. Gouvier plays it over the top to Finks, and Finks hits it back forward, although it goes to the foot of Damon, who toe pokes it right to Kaiser, getting her first touches. Kaiser plays it up forward to Parrish. Parrish then deflects it out to the foot of Dubuck. Dubuck then plays it over the top through ball to Kaiser. Kaiser has the ball inside the 18, going back and forth, but Willems is just having some tremendous defense and dispossesses her right to the foot of Okazaki. But Kaiser is not giving up, and she ends up drawing the foul. Does not draw the foul. She does get the advantage play, and now the Hawks are on the attack, and it looks like it's going to be a nice little counter. But Katrina Klein plays one off of her own chest, and it goes out for another Hawks throw-in. Tremendous job from Klein getting back for the throw-in.
Dangerous counterattack by the Hawks, but the Penguins were alive and hustled back and stopped the counterattack to have it go out for out of bounds. They can both teams can rearrange themselves and organize themselves.
Now another player is down. It's going to be Okazaki. I believe that is
Just noticing though that all the women's are wearing yellow laces on their cleats to support cancer, which I didn't know was happening, but they're all wearing yellow of some sort, definitely on their laces. Some girls are wearing yellow headbands to support the cancer foundations, and I thought that was really interesting, and I didn't know they did that here in college.
Yeah, and that was Alvaro for the injury, but she's going to be okay, so now it's going to be a throw-in for the Hawks as play resumes. Throw-in now from Guvia, and it's going to be tipped away to Mariah Meza, who tries to get back, but the keeper is just there, and she gets to head it away. And now there is going to be substitutions, and it's going to be Katrina Klein coming out for Lauren Golnick, the captain of the girls' team, wearing that captain's band on her right calf. Throwing now from Sammy Clausen over to Dubach, who flicks it over one time and tries to get a touch and a missed clearance from Gouvier, but then Mariah Meza just gets hit and no foul is called, though. Ref really letting them play. Finally, a clearance is made from Bartzi out wide, but Owens is really stepping up forward in that back line and plays it over to Finks. Finks then plays up to Lauren Golnick, getting her first touches, but Jimenez jumps the pass and reads it, now taking positive touches forwards, trying to play a through ball to Valle. She does, but a little too late to the foot of Powick. Powick now has the ball, plays it out wide to Sammy Clausen. Clausen then plays it over to Daggy, and it's going to be played way out wide to Owens, who plays it further up forward to Bailey. I'm sorry, to Bailey Kaiser, but it goes out of bounds for a Hawks throw-in.
The tempo of this game has really picked up this in the past 5 minutes. It's been going back and forth, possession, bodies dropping like flies here with all the aggression and the aggressiveness that's going on.
And now it is going to be the throw-in played back forward to their own bench, and it's going to be to the foot of Jimenez, who plays it back to the keeper, Miyashiro. And then Miyashiro now plays it up forward to Willems. Willems has the ball. Time and space moving forward. Mariah Meza on her. Plays it up forward to Okazaki. Okazaki back to Willems. Willems over to Gouvier. Gouvier out wide to Damon. Damon plays the far cross to Jimenez. Jimenez now has the ball. Lauren Golnick defending. Takes a big touch forward over to Damon. Damon plays a forward, but it is headed away by Daggy. Daggy plays it out to Golnick. Golnick then plays it over to Fink, but then gets dispossessed and then wins it back because of Powick's strength. Now has the ball, plays it over to Sammy Clausen, but then Sammy Clausen cannot control it, and it goes out for a Hawks throw-in.
Miscommunication by Stephanie Powick and Sammy Clausen on that play. It was a simple switch of the ball. It's a simple swing on the defensive back line, and it was just not executed correctly by Powick and not read correctly by Sammy Clausen.
Now here comes substitutions. Coming off is Valle and Alvaro. And coming in to seeing her first touches on the ball is going to be number 15, Michelle Lafaye and Rebecca Galbraith. Now off the throw and played back to Parrish. Parrish then plays a big ball over the top of Powick, is there to stop it immediately. Mariah Mazin has the ball, tries to play it through, touched away by Damon. Damon plays it out wide to Jimenez. Jimenez and Ivy Torres now getting into it, a little chippy. But it's going to be a free kick in favor of the Hawks. Could have gone either way there. Free kick now coming for the Hawks. It's going to be Parrish on it. About half. Looking for the far side of the box where most of the players are. And it's going to be a big kick right where she wanted it, but Lauren Golnick is just there to get high enough to get that ball forward. And now Mariah Meza, Lauren Golnick, and Dubach are forward. Dubach is now in the box, and now she has time and space. Dubach then finally puts a shot, and it goes in. Dubach gets her first goal of the game, giving this Penguins team a lead. A beautiful ball from Mariah Meza forward to Dubach on the left side, taking positive touches forward, using her speed, and taking a right-footed shot, putting in the back of the net.
What a run by Dubach. I've been saying this over and over and over again this entire game. Dubok speed is a threat, is a danger. And the Hawks just found out today with that great run, great pass by, I think it might have been Mariah Meza to get that pass off to Dubok. It was a great counterattack. The Hawks were just not ready for it. Great shot, great execution, great finesse. Just overall great play by the Penguins.
Now on the ensuing kickoff, it's going to go played backwards to Powick. They're going to play a deep ball. Powick's going to be able to control it, and Daggy's going to take positive touches now off the pass to Finks. Finks now loses it and is going to go to Okazaki. Okazaki is now going to say that the ref's now going to say that Okazaki played a little too physical, and it's going to be a Penguins free kick. Now with 25 minutes left in this game, 1-0, your Penguins have the lead. 10 shots for the Penguins, 6 shots for the Hawks. Although the Hawks have, or the Penguins have 6 saves, while the Hawks have 3. So a lot more shots on goal for this Penguins team, and I believe that is what has led to this advantage for the Penguins team. On the ensuing free kick now, it's going to be played back to the middle. Damon has the ball at about half field. Lauren Golnick challenging. Plays it up forward to the fresh legs of Lafayette. And it's going to go another through ball from Mara Meza to Dubok. Dubok now has the ball again in the box. Dubok's going to try to touch it around the keeper, and it's just going to go out of Dubok's reach, right to the hands of the keeper. She tried to touch it around. I thought she could have had a shot earlier. And now it's going to be kicked away by the keeper for a throw-in for the Penguins.
Dubok is just destroying this Hawk back line with her speed. Just one through ball, and she's off. A little bit too late of a shot by Dubok. She could have taken a little bit earlier, finessed it the same way she did for the first goal. But great try, great run. I can't say anything else.
Now with 20 minutes left in this second half of the game, you are listening to Penguin Radio only on the one and only radio.dominican.edu. Throwing on the far side now, it's going to go right to the foot of the fresh legs of Galbraith. Galbraith plays it out wide to Jimenez. Jimenez is now deep inside the Penguins' territory and tries to play it through, but Finks is there to recover. Finks then plays it out to the close side to Lauren Golnick, over the top to Ryan Meza, who now has the ball inside the 18 and has time and space. Gouvier is challenging, and she gets the clearance, and it's going to be a corner kick for the Penguins. Tremendous run from Mariah Meza.
Great run in the past couple 5 minutes from the Penguins side. The Hawks need to reorganize their back line and just figure out what they can do to stop Dubok's speed and Mariah Meza's skill and aggressiveness and strength.
Corner kick now coming for the Penguins. It's going to be Lauren Golnick on the corner. Making their runs now. Here comes the kick into the box. Tremendous ball headed away and then cleared out a second time. Still not out of danger yet. A big ball in from Steph Owens, but now they are finally up forward. And now Lafayette is running forward, and she has Okazaki on the left side who's going to take positive touches, but Sammy Claussen is there on the defense closing in as well as Finks. And Sammy Claussen has some tremendous defense, but draws the corner kick. Not ideal, but she will take that rather than a cross into the box 10 times out of 10.
I mean, these both teams seem to have the same, around the same average height. They seem around the same height, so this corner could be dangerous, but it could not be dangerous. It's a 50-50 for both teams.
Quarter kick now coming from Okazaki. Making their runs. Ball is in. Great kick into the box. And it is clear away from Sammy Claussen, but it is just a botched clearance. And now a shot left of the goal. Just out wide. Almost a goal there. And that was Cimentelli on the shot. And now it is going to be a goal kick for Tassano.
Something that I have noticed from the Penguins is that they do not know how to clear it out completely. They clear it out up to the 18-yard box or a little bit after that, but they can never clear it out 100%.
Tassano has a big kick that goes forward, and then Mariah Meza has another flick forward, and now Dubak is on the run with Jimenez, but Jimenez is able to shield it. Kelly Coffey wanted the foul, and now there is going to be another kick that is going to bounce out of bounds. A great clearance from Sammy Clausen, and it's going to go out for a throw-in. Hawks throw-in now. And that's going to be Jimenez on the throw-in. Flicked on one time by Cimentelli. Cimentelli then loses the ball, though. That is going to be Daggy on the clearance. And now it's going to play all the way back to Parrish, who plays it out wide to Gouvier. Gouvier then plays it way out wide to Willems. Willems plays it back to Gouvier. Gouvier then drops it off to the foot of Jimenez, and it just goes through her legs and out for a Penguins throw-in.
It seems as though these ladies, especially the Hawks, seem as though they're getting extremely exhausted. The Hawks do not have that big of a bench, so they are just switching players. So not all of their players have fresh legs. There are just maybe one or two who do, and they're just getting extremely exhausted with this
heat. Ivy Torres is now coming out for Lena Miller. This heat is a factor. The turf does really bring out more heat than standing on any other type of ground. The turf, the heat rises off of the turf. A lot of people on the soccer team do say that it is difficult to play on turf. And now here comes the ball that's going to come to the foot of Dubak off the ensuing play. And Dubak is now trying to close the gap, and it's going to go out for a Hawks throw-in on the near side. Quick throw-in to the foot of Damon. Damon is going to play it way out wide to Willems. Willems plays it forward to Okazaki. Okazaki back one time to Willems. Willems is now going to play it forward to Galbraith. Galbraith now has the ball down the sideline, tries to play a big cross in, but just tipped away, and that is going to be Kaiser on the deflection. Throw in now for the Hawks.
Well, it's a Campbell starting to warm up on the sideline here, which means that they're going to make another pair of refreshed legs coming out to the field soon enough to try to maintain the lead for the Dominican Penguins.
Throw in now is going to go right up into the middle, headed up, straight up, and then cleared out by Lena Miller. And it's going to go to the foot of Gouvier. Gouvier then plays it out wide to Jimenez. Jimenez plays it to Cimentelli. Cimentelli then gets dispossessed, and it goes out wide for a throw-in. We're going to have Sammy Clausen on the throw-in. Sammy Clausen plays it over the top to the foot of Dubak, who flicks it on one time to Mariah Meza, who plays another one-time ball to Dubak. And now the Penguins have number fours at the top of the 18. Plays a one-time ball to Kaiser. Kaiser has a one shot at it, and it just is missed. Now Lena Miller has it at the top of the 18. And she is getting, there is some physical play going on between her and Bartzy. And Lena Miller is starting to body up and is just dispossessed. But she did lay on a nice little hit, although it was a little questionable and it could have been a foul called. Ball played all the way back now to the Penguins' back line that was held by Daggy. Daggy plays it out wide to Sammy Clausen. Clausen finds Finks in the middle. Finks now has Lena Miller, who tries to play a ball over the top. But Lauren Golnick then gets the ball and plays it out forward to Mariah Meza instead. Mariah Meza then loses the ball, and it goes up forward to Okazaki. Okazaki now has the ball, plays it out wide to Bartzy. Bartzy then plays it, and Tassano is able to control it.
This ref is letting a lot of things play right now.
Very physical game.
Yeah. There's been players being knocked on the floor, on the ground, multiple times, and yet nothing has been called. I like this could be either a good thing or a bad thing. This allows the flow and the rhythm of the play to continue.
Now off the kick from Tassano, it's going to go way deep, and it's going to be cleared from... That is going to be Gouvier on the clearance, and it's going to go all the way down for a Penguins throw-in way deep in the Penguins zone. Throw-in now coming. It's going to be Sammy Clausen on the throw-in. Sammy Clausen finds the head of Lena Miller, but Jimenez is there. And a foul is called, and it's going to be a free kick for the Penguins. Very in a very dangerous location. And now here comes Parrish to be taking this free kick, and Kelly Coffey is not happy about this foul call.
He is not. He's been very, very unhappy about the way that these refs have been calling this game. He seems as though it's been unfair for both teams, as though he's not been calling either side's free kicks.
Now here comes a free kick, and it's going to go, just over the bar. Tremendous shot from Parrish. And now we have Alyssa Campbell making her way back onto the field for Lauren Golnick. So some more fresh legs up top. And then for the Hawks, we're going to have Gabriella Valle coming back on. We're going to have Michelle Lafay coming off, and also Cimentelli coming off for that is going to be Jacqueline Alvaro. So now fresh legs on both sides, and it's going to be a big kick from Tassano that's going to go out wide, headed down by the fresh legs of Alvaro. And Alvaro hits it back forward to the keeper, and Tassano has to have a re-clearance to the foot of Okazaki. Okazaki then heads it forward, and it's going to be into the box. Very dangerous location right now, as that is Galbraith on the shot, right to the hands of Tassano. Very risky.
Very risky by Tassano to come out from her line without having the ball in her possession, or at least without her being 100% sure that she was going to get the ball. She came out, she did not get the ball. The ball was dribbled past her. A shot was taken, but luckily it was deflected off of a Penguin defender.
There are now just 13 minutes left in this second half. On the throw-in now, that's going to go straight up off of the head of Bartzi at about midfield now, as Lena Miller now has the ball, and she's going to play a big ball over the top. Tremendous chip ball that's going to go to Dubok, but she just cannot control it, and it's going to go to the foot of Jimenez, and it's going to get knocked down, actually, by Campbell, making some great plays. And then Campbell is going to get dispossessed, and Jimenez is going to have it again. And she's going to play a deep ball into the zone, both teams running into the 18-yard box, and Pauk is there for the clearance. Very risky.
They've been making some risky plays, especially with only 13 minutes left, and they're only up by one. They don't have enough lead to be taking these risky calls right here.
You got to risk it for the biscuit sometimes. And now it is going to be a throw-in for the Hawks, and it's going to get touched away by Valle, and it's going to be a throw-in for the Penguins now. And Sammy Clausen trying to get some more room for their team, but the ref is having none of that and has her go back for the throw-in now with 12 minutes left in this game. Again, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the one and only Penguin Radio. Throw-in now never looked like it came in, so it's going, or it did come in, but then it whipped back out, and it's going to be a Hawks throw-in. Again, I want you guys to keep in mind that we are going to be broadcasting the men's soccer game at 2:30 following the end of this game. Throwing now to the foot of Jimenez. Jimenez has the ball with Dubok on her tail. Still gets it forward to Valle. Valle has it, and Sammy Clausen hits it away, and it's going to be another throw-in.
And now the head coach for the Hawks is now not happy about one of the calls that the ref just made. He wanted a foul, but instead he got a throw-in.
And now off the ensuing throw-in, Jimenez is going to play the ball into the foot of Bartzi. Bartzi back to Valle. Valle now takes some touches to the middle of the field and then plays it out to Galbraith. Galbraith now has the ball, plays it way out wide, and that is going to be Guvia on the huge cross into the box. Joaquin, what happened there?
There was just a lot of commotion, a lot of chaos in there, and Tassano tried grabbing it. Just had a little bit of a case of butterfingers there. Dropped the ball, but luckily regained it in a matter of seconds.
Very risky, but unfortunately for the Penguins, Tassano was able to grab it. Now a huge ball down the sideline, and it's going to be Sammy Clausen down the sideline to Dubok. Dubok now takes a very big positive touch forward, and it's going to go out of bounds for a corner kick. A free kick.
Once again, Dubok's speed is just uncontainable. The Hawks defense has been trying to contain her, but they just cannot. She just runs right past her defenders And now it leads to a dangerous free kick that Pauk's going to take, and that might lead to a 2-0 lead.
And now a bookings for Willems is going to be receiving a yellow card for that hit on Dubok, which drew this free kick for the Penguins. And it's going to be the big leg of Steph Pauk, who's going to try to whip it into the box and see if the Penguins can make something of this tremendous location for the free kick. Pauk now into the box, far side. Mariah Meza on it, and just a tremendous save from Miyashiro. A tremendous header from both teams, or tremendous play from both teams. Tremendous header from Mariah Meza to get it on target, and then Miyashiro just puts it over the top, and it's going to be another goal or corner kick for the Penguins.
That would have been Mariah Meza's fourth goal in the past three games. That would be ridiculous, and that would have. That means that she's on a she knows where to be in the right place at the right time, and she knows how to finish. Big start for this Dominican side.
Corner kick now coming from Pauk again. Here comes the kick into the box. Mariah Meza tries to get hit on it again, but Finks is there trying to put it on. Lena Miller trying to head it forward one more time. Ball still on the ground. Lena Miller tries to get another shot at it, but it is cleared away. And now Steph Owens tries to have a volley on it, but she just gets lifted up a little bit. I'm not sure if she was fouled there, but the ball gets cleared all the way up to half, and Daggy is there, who tries to play another deep ball, but it is headed away by Jimenez. Jimenez plays it out to Valle. Now Valle has the ball at midfield, but dispossessed by Lena Miller, who plays a beautiful left-footed through ball down the line to Kaiser. Kaiser now has the ball almost inside the box, but Willems is there. And they're going to say that Kaiser fouled Willems, and it's going to be a free kick with now 9 minutes to go in this game. Free kick very quickly played, and it's going to be to Okazaki, and Okazaki is going to play it forward, and it's going to be another foul. Lena Miller did foul the Hawks player this time, and now they're going to play another quick ball, and now Okazaki has it inside the half of the attacking half of the Hawks, and it's going to go all the way through. Valle now is all alone by herself, and she's going to put a left-footed shot on goal, and it is just tipped over the head of Tassano. And they're calling a corner kick. Initially, they did rule it a goal kick, but it was tipped away by Tassano. Tremendous shot again. And now it's going to be a corner kick for this Hawks team, now with just 8 minutes left in the game.
This Hawks side is taking no chances, and they're not taking any time off. They want to hurry everything up, try to get a goal in these last 8 minutes, and try to maybe get two goals to try for to go for the win. This corner might help them out right here. Let's see what
now
happens.
Now Babion is coming back in for Bartzi. Played really good both halves. And now it is going to be a corner kick for the Hawks team. And here it is, short into the box, running through now. And it is just going to be cleared away. And it's going to go up for a goal kick. Substitution now coming, and it's going to be Ivy Torres coming in for Lena Miller. Ivy Torres seeing more time again, as she was in on the first half. She did play tremendous, and she did start the second half as well. And now here comes the goal kick from Tassano. It's going to be a good kick about half, and it's going to be headed back forward by Parrish, although it is going to be cleared away by Daggy in the end. All the way back to Willems now. Willems is going to play it forward, and Valle and Finks are both there. Kaiser pushing forward as well. Now it's going to go to the middle of the field, and it's going to go out wide to Mariah Meza, who's going to start streaking on the sideline, looking for, that is the fresh legs of Ivy Torres, and she has possession, looking for people, playing a nice little through ball to Mariah Meza, who has it in the corner now. It looks like she's just going to try and shield it, and she is going to try and shield it, trying to get that corner kick, but it's just going to go out for a throw-in. Very smart strategic play from the Penguins. 6 minutes, 43 seconds to go.
Meza with that very nice play to give the Penguins a throw-in at a very dangerous spot here.
Throwing now back to the foot of Mariah Meza, who's going to try and shield it again. Trying to keep it in for the Penguins, running out the clock, and it's going to be tipped away again for another throw-in. Mariah Meza really sacrificing the body here for this Penguins team today.
This is taking up a lot of the time here with only 6 minutes left of this game to go.
6 minutes to go. They're going to play it all the way back to Steph Owens, and it's going to be forward to Mariah Mesa, who's going to play a back heel pass to Kaiser, and it's going to go through, but it's just going to go out for a goal kick. Kaiser tried to get a hit on it, and it just went out of bounds for the goal kick for the Hawks.
It seemed as though there might have been a foul on Kaiser in the penalty that might have been called for a penalty that might have given the Dominican players a 2-0 lead.
Off the goal kick now, it's going to be played to the head of Mariah Mays, who's going to head it forward to Dubok, but Willems is there to stop it. Willems now going to play it forward, but Finks is there on the recovery. Ivy Tor is now getting pushed in behind and is going to draw the foul. Wasn't even on ball, but Parrish pushed Ivy Torres from behind. Torres draws the foul, and it's going to be another free kick for the Penguins as they can let some more time run out, take their time by setting this up as Powick is doing now. Now with just 5 minutes left to go in this game, and the players, all the Dominican and Hawks players now matching up inside the box. Service now into the box, and it's going to be headed forward on by Campbell, but just not enough strength, but it's going to be wrapped up by Miyashiro. Miyashiro is now going to kick it up forward, and it's going to go off the head of Sammy Claussen. Sammy Claussen is then going to get dispossessed off that header, and Ivy Torres is going to recover it and play it up forward. Dubok is now here. Penguins have numbers up forward. Mariah Meza is there for the recovery. She's going to touch it up forward around Jimenez, and now she's going to play a ball into the middle of the box, but it is just too close to the keeper, and Miyashiro is going to be able to play out another ball to about half. Finks now there on the recovery off after the huge kick at to half. Played out wide, and they're going to call a foul call on the Penguins. I believe Owens was just a little too aggressive here. Now it's going to be a free kick for the Hawks.
It's been going back and forth between these two teams for the past 2 minutes. Very, 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 very exciting game. End of the game right here. Anything could happen. 1-0 with 3 minutes left.
Free kick coming just outside the circle into the attacking half of the Hawks. Now the ball is in and right to the hands of right to the hands of Tisano. Very dangerous ball, but it fortunately was cleared away from danger. Now Owens, as a center back, is really taking positive touches. It's just hurting another defender and the keeper, and she's going to play it out wide and just offsides was Dubok. But my goodness, Steph Owens made quite a run, and that she exerted a lot of energy on that last run to get them out of their own territory. Great play on her part. Free kick now coming as Steph Owens is running back trying to get into position, heads it out of bounds for another Hawk throw-in. Played in quickly to the foot of Okazaki. Okazaki then plays it back to Gouvier. Gouvier takes a touch and plays it back to Okazaki again off of the Gouvier play. And now it is played forward. Mariah Mesa now is trying to regain possession, but Parrish is there with the shield. And then it is played deep into the box by Babian. And Babian plays it all the way deep, and it's going to go out for a goal kick. Dagi was there for the recovery. And now we're going to have Yvette Lozano and Catherine and Katrina Klein come in for Ivy Torres. And the other player to be coming off is going to be Bailey Kaiser. Wow.
It's been 2 minutes and 46 seconds left. A lot of subs taking their time. You know, let's run out the clock. You know, the clock isn't even going. But let's take time to organize ourselves. Let's calm down. There's 2 minutes left. We can't make any mistakes. We can't make any sort of errors that can lead to a goal. We can't lose this in the last minute.
2 minutes, 45 seconds to go. Big kick from the Tisano keeper, and it's going to go out of bounds for a Hawks throw-in off the foot of Dubok. Dubok getting back on into her position. Now it's going to be a throw-in from the Hawks and a push from behind from Sammy Claussen. Sammy Claussen's not happy with that. Now it's going to be a Parrish free kick with now 2 minutes to go in this game. The service from Parrish should be coming in shortly. They don't really have time to be lollygagging right now. And here comes the ball, and it's going to be at the top of the 18. flicked on one time, still high in the air, not much to be done with it. Valle then brings it down, but Mariah Meza is there on the recovery, and she's just going to play it way up forward, and it's going to be Steph Owens trying to get there, but it is going to be touched away by Jimenez. And now off that ensuing play, Owens is going to get the ball back and look for Dubak, but ends up keeping it herself, holding the possession, doing the smart thing. They do not need to be pressing so far forward. Possession is more important currently. Then she plays across the ball to Mariah Meza. Mariah Meza now shielding it and playing it back to her keeper, or to the defensive line. Owens still way far up. Now with just a minute 30 left off the Hawks player, and it's going to go out for a throw-in for the Penguins.
The Hawks want that goal so bad that on that free kick over there, even their goalie came up, and her goal after that free kick was unsuccessful, the goalie had to sprint back with all her heart to get back to the goal instead of having a long through ball, a long shot from halfway or even further that could make it into a 2-0 lead for the Penguins.
Just got the 1 minute remaining call from the announcer, and it is going to be, or for the scorekeeper, and it's going to be a big ball all the way across the middle. Sammy Clausen is going to be there on the recovery. Dubak is now there playing all the way back and gets it all the way forward. Babian is there on the recovery, but Mariah Meza is still forward, and Parrish is there to play it back to Babian, who has a botched clearance right to the foot of Campbell, who plays it back up forward to Willems, and Willems plays it off to Babian, who has the better leg, and plays a through ball, but does not make her mark as it finds Finks. Finks then plays it over to Gouvier. Gouvier now has the ball, continuing to touch it, and Gouvier then plays it forward, and it's going to go out all the way back as Sammy Clausen now has the ball in her own possession, and it's going to be cleared out now with 8 seconds left, and there is not much to do as Kelly Coffey is instructing his team to park the bus, quote-unquote. And that is going to do it for this game. That wraps it up, and it's going to be a Penguins win. 1-0, 12 shots for the Penguins, 11 shots for the Hawks. Joaquin, what were the main points of this game?
Well, first off, congratulations on the two wins in a row. Now, what I saw second half was I saw a lot more heart in it. I saw a lot more heart in the game. I saw them actually wanting this win. I saw them actually wanting to fight for it with their speed, their aggressiveness, their possession. And they had a little bit more patience this time. They started swinging around the middle. They started looking for more options. Their passing was more on point this time. The Hawks just got unlucky with that goal. They played spectacular too. They had the exact same. They almost were equal on possession and even on shots, with the Penguins having a little bit more shots on goal. The Hawks played a very, very good game, just unlucky on their side. But the Penguins with two wins under the belts in a row. Let's hope they go to the next game with the same attitude and get a third in a row.
Tremendous game on both sides of the ball, as you did just state. Again, this is Penguin Radio only on radio.dominican.edu. We are now going to be bringing you the men's soccer broadcast, who they'll be taking on the same Hawks team. And we will be bringing you that game shortly, as that game kicks off at 2:30. Again, I'm Frankie Luongo with Joaquin Cordero. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will be back with you guys shortly.